Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars.
And away we go. Welcome back, everyone, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, tropical, and yes, a little balmy today, Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment today, we want to welcome everyone to what we are calling officially today the Home Team Show today, and you will see why. We hope you're as excited as we are. We are beyond excited. I don't know if you can hear my voice, but we have with us today one of the country's true leading physicians and really one of the elite doctors from our great state of Florida. We want to welcome our very, very special guest here today, Dr. William Moyle from Miami Beach, Florida. Welcome, Dr. Moyle.
Thank you, Dr. Bard. It's a pleasure to be here with you and having me on the show.
It's a real treat, Doc. Absolutely a real honor to have you with us here today. And, you know, for many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast here today, one of the things that our audience happens to love about this show is not only did they get a chance to learn about some real groundbreaking medical technology here utilized by our spotlighted physician, our very special guest, Dr. William Moyle from Miami Beach, Florida, but more importantly, during our show, they really, really get an up-close and a very, very personal look from behind the curtains, if you will, as to why you, Dr. Moyle, have been so amazingly successful in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, who suffer from neck pain, who suffer from joint pain, arm and leg pain, numbness, tingling, pins and needles, weakness. I can cover the gamut and the spectrum of symptomatology because you, my dear doctor, and I could say my dear doctor because I've known you for a long time, which our listening audience is going to learn about live on this show. But I think it's interesting in terms of what types of patients you see and what you are able to do for these patients. And one of the things that you are known for, not just locally, not just nationally, but internationally, is a treatment approach, a treatment protocol, and a treatment system known as non-surgical spinal decompression. In other words, you use something called non-surgical spinal decompression in your practice. What is, Dr. Moyle, share with our audience, what actually is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, non-surgical spinal decompression is a protocol that can help people with herniated disc, bulging disc, degenerative disc, sciatica, joint problems, actually avoid surgery. All too often, most people that have those types of chronic pain think that the first place they need to go and the first thing that needs to be done is surgery. And non-surgical spinal decompression has actually changed the table and turned the page on that and made surgery really something that is not the first choice. It probably shouldn't even be the second choice, but it should absolutely be the last choice because of the fact of its permanency. And anytime someone has surgery, the body is going to react to that. You know, initially, the surgery may seem like it's a success. I mean, if I'm stepping on your foot and your foot hurts and I take my foot off of it, the pain disappears. But there's still damage that's been done. And so with surgery, very often, they'll go in, they'll cut off the offending piece of the disc or whatever is causing the pain, and the pain decreases, so they call that a success. The problem is that you didn't do anything to solve or regenerate the disc or do anything to actually cause the disc to heal. You know, discs by themselves need water. A disc should be about 88% water. When you do surgery, you do absolutely nothing to rehydrate the disc. And not to mention the fact that scar tissue formation, anytime there's a cut, is going to be present. So we have a couple things that go wrong with surgery. One is you didn't do anything to rehydrate the disc. Two, you have scar tissue that's going to form. The third thing is because you didn't do anything to rehydrate the disc, that disc continues to become thinner and thinner and thinner, causing the joints in the back of the vertebra to get closer and closer, causing them to become arthritic. Okay? So those are the things that they don't talk about very often, but yet over time, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years down the road, most people end up having the same pain all over again, going for maybe a second or a third surgery or more. I mean, look at Tiger Woods, unfortunately. He's got enough money that he could go anywhere and pay any amount of money for any surgery, but yet the first, the second, the third didn't work, and he had to have a fourth, which ended up in a fusion. Now, my belief is that for the next couple of years, he's going to be okay until the stress to the other vertebras and other discs start to take their toll, and eventually he'll be worse again. And what are they going to do, fuse the entire spine? I mean, that doesn't make sense. So dealing with so many athletes over the last 30-some years, I was frustrated at the fact that when an athlete came in and had a problem with the disc, that automatically it was either to the orthopedic surgeon or the neurologist, and they ended up having surgery. And what I noticed is that within a 6 month to 2 year period, their careers basically came to a stop. And that really frustrated me because having studied with so many of the best physicians in the world in medicine, osteopathy, and chiropractic, I was privy to certain information and developed my reputation in my career with that information of being able to help people with chronic pain that had severe pain that no one else could figure out or solve. And when people came to me, they got results. But when it came to the disc, my frustration level was sky high. And eventually I found out, probably I'd say about 13, 14 years ago, within a six-month period, I kept hearing non-surgical spinal decompression, non-surgical spinal decompression. And in school, we were never taught anything about that. We were taught that, you know, if you have a disc problem, there's only two solutions. One is eventually the vertebrae will fuse themselves and the pain will go away, or you have to have surgery. So when you kind of basically grow up within the profession and that's all you hear, you kind of have a tendency to cast aside the fact that there could be another answer because that can't be. I mean, this is what I was taught. But within that six-month period when I was hit with that about a dozen times, one day I looked up and remember and said, are you trying to send me a message or something? And that's the day that my mind opened up, and the more I found out about it, the more sense it made, because it was natural, because it allowed the disc to actually self-repair. And later on, I found some research that showed that the disc itself is active tissue that contains a significant mechanism for self-repair. And when I read those words, it hit me that why would you ever want to cut on a disc if it has the chance to repair itself? And so the next quest was, well, how do we do that? And that's when I came upon non-surgical spinal decompression and realized that by using that, it allows the disc to get back water, nutrients, and oxygen and blood supply so that basically like baking a cake. If you have all the ingredients and you follow the recipe, you're going to have a great cake. And so by using specialized machinery called spinal decompression, we're able to recreate what's called a disc pump mechanism, which allows water to be drawn back into the disc, allows oxygen to be brought back into the disc, allows nutrients to be brought back into a disc, and at the same time, using specific machines, we can create a negative pressure, which basically causes a suction or a vacuum effect to suck the disc material that has gone outside the disc back into the disc. And over time, it allows that disc not only to heal, but to regain height. And what we find is that most people, that when they go through a protocol, can gain anywhere between 0.5 inch to 3 inches back in height, which is amazing. Just a few days ago, I pulled up some x-rays of a patient, and we did a comparison when he first started to several months later to about 7 months later, and the differences in the height of the vertebra was amazing. I mean, it almost tripled in size. And the only way that could have happened is through decompression, the spinal decompression, because had he been left alone, those bases would have continued to get smaller and smaller and smaller, and eventually all those vertebrae would begin to fuse themselves. And obviously it would create massive restriction of movement and stiffness. So that basically is spinal decompression. It's the ability to take people and hopefully allow them to avoid ever having surgery by restoring the disc, the health of the disc, the function of the disc, and really allowing them to regain their life instead of having surgery and scar tissue and the sequela of events that takes place because of that.
That is absolutely amazing. And one of the reasons that it is amazing is because you are amazing. We are joined here on our live South Florida broadcast on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show of the one and only Dr. William Moyle. And Dr. Moyle is one of those unique doctors that obviously, if you don't sense it by now, you will, that when he makes this his, which he has, in other words, the study of spinal disc treatment, he is the type of doctor, as we always like to refer to, as being all in. He is what we refer to, and if you've listened to this show for as many years as this show, to our listening audience, I'm going to use a term with Dr. Moyle that I've never used with any doctor in the history of this show. He is a doctor's doctor. In other words, he's the doctor that other doctors like to go to. So in that discussion of why spinal decompression is such a specialty, in your opinion, Dr. Moyle, who are the best candidates for spinal decompression?
Well, I mean, really anyone that's facing surgery at the moment. Because they may be able to avoid it. Now, I know that when people are facing surgery, when they're in that much pain, they're looking for a way out. They're looking for pain relief. They'll listen to what the surgeon has to say, and it sounds great. The problem is they don't give them the full story, and they don't tell them the side effects and what can happen down the road. So for me, anytime you have a chance to do something natural, allow your own body to heal itself, it's always better. Now, obviously, there are cases that are so far gone that surgery not necessarily is going to help them or relieve the pain, but it's the only option that at least will cause some kind of stabilization, okay? So with that aside, the people that traditionally are the best candidates for spinal decompression are going to be athletes. They're going to be the mom and dads that just want to be able to go to work, earn an income for the family. They want to play sports. They want to work out. They want to stay healthy. But they're faced with chronic neck or back pain, and it's caused by a difficulty or an injury that's happened to the neck, either because of car accidents or working out too heavily or sitting at a desk. Or nowadays, what we're seeing is, especially with cell phones and tablets and texting, it's creating a havoc on the posture of people, and as a result of that, causing damage to the discs. So just like in medicine, you know, some people choose that they want to do drugs for everything, and other people say, no, you know what, I want to go a more natural route. I want to go a homeopathic route. I want to go chiropractic route. I want to get acupuncture. So what spinal decompression does is it gives an alternative to automatically and systematically being told you need surgery. And I will tell you that some of the physicians, some of the neurologists and orthos around me are not happy with me, because when their patients find out that we exist and we do this and they come to us and they get results, it's taken surgeries away from them. And, you know, I have nothing against them. We should all be on the same team, which is what's best for the patient. What can we do for the patient to avoid that? And if we've tried a natural alternative, a non-invasive alternative, and it doesn't work because the problem is too far gone, then the only left option is surgery. But it shouldn't be the first.
So incredibly interesting. And one of the things that make you great, Dr. Moyle, is your ability to make often what could be complicated, to make it simple and to break it down to almost the lowest common denominator, and to be such an incredible communicator. We are joined here with Dr. William Moyle from Miami Beach, Florida, on our live broadcast here of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. And Dr. Moyle, would you be kind enough to share with our listening audience your contact information as far as your website and your phone number?
Absolutely. Sure. We have two websites. One is for our regular practice, which includes sports and traditional cases, which is MiamiBeachPainReliefCenter.com. And then our disc practice is MiamiBeachDiscCenter.com. And then the best phone number to reach us at is 305-531-2933.
So we're going to do something on this show that we've never done in the history of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. And we're going to do what we call today, we're going to do something called the full disclosure. And we've never had the opportunity to do a full disclosure on our really national broadcast, which has now become an international broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. And the full disclosure is this. I have known you, Dr. Moyle, for over 30 years. And
yep.
I will tell you, from the time that I've met you to now, you have been a student of your profession above and beyond, and you're also the most incredible teacher as well, which I'd like to talk about as well. But I think it's one of the interesting things is that when I have had the pleasure and the opportunity to actually travel and to come and visit your office, it is commonplace in your office to have professional athletes there. As a matter of fact, the day that I was there, you had one of the elite Olympians and one of the elite NHL players on that day. Do you
yes.
remember that day when I was there?
Absolutely.
And that was an incredible day. How did you get involved on the highest level of treating sports injuries, Olympians, and so many professional athletes? How did that happen?
I'll tell you what, it really happened by luck. Because back then, 30-some years ago, we didn't have the organizations that we have now. Chiropractors were not so readily accepted with sports and teams because they had trainers, they had strength coaches, and so on. And so having studied extremity and spinal adjusting from the masters and having them as my personal teachers really kind of gave me the confidence that I knew a little bit more than the average bear, if we will say that. And so first got into practice, I found out that there was going to be a couple of NFL players from the Miami Dolphins at a venue. And the first player that I got to speak to was Mark Clayton. He was one of the wide receivers for the Miami Dolphins. And went there, introduced myself, and we started talking about different techniques and different things. And he happened to have had those while he was in college, but no one down here was doing it. I said, well, I do that. And so he came into the office, was totally stoked and happy to have found me and seen results. And from there, he kept bringing in more players and more players and more players. But the weird thing that, or the beautiful thing that happened is that some of those players were then traded to other teams. So that led to other teams and other teams and other teams, to the point that my reputation started to develop, and I never had to advertise. I was never officially with any team. And it's kind of been a blessing in a sense, because sometimes teams require certain things to be done and said, and they may go against what you feel is the best thing for the athlete. So not being put in that position for me was great. I'm not big on the politics of sports. I care about the athletes prolonging their careers and watching them play. And I'll tell you what, it's really, for me, it's a pleasure, and it's the best gift is having an athlete in my office and then seeing them on TV. It's you saying, it's like, oh, I know that guy. There's no other feeling like it. And then from there, the local high school, the wrestling coach told me about some Olympic wrestlers that were coming down, and I ended up connecting with a coach who was from Russia, Pavel Katsin, who was the Olympic coach for the United States. And that ended up becoming my first Olympic trial up in Pensacola, Florida, back in 1988. I got to see in the making of the Olympic team going to South Korea. So for me, that was history. And then it just parlayed from there and into other sports, into soccer and football and basketball and baseball and hockey and Olympic swimming. And I've had the chance to work with over 5,100 athletes over the last 32 years that came to me, found me, and are very happy with the results that they've gotten. I mean, a lot of them are on TV. A lot of them broke world records. A lot of them received bronze and silver and gold medals. And, you know, they're like my kids in a sense. And it's really a pleasure to be able to see them grow and mature in their sport and keep winning medals or breaking records. So that's how I got into it.
Well, it is incredible in the sense that anyone who's been so fortunate enough to have the opportunity to visit your offices, and your office is really the epitome of class. It is absolutely a reflection of you, Dr. Moyle, a reflection of your attention to detail, your attention and your commitment to your patients. It is truly, truly a five-star facility. You are such a five-star doctor. And if I sound like I'm bragging and if I sound like I'm raving, I'm really, really just scratching the surface in terms of just letting our listeners know, and we've got such a loyal fan base here, of listeners here on the Physician Spotlight radio show. We're so fortunate, we're so thankful in that regard to really, really have an opportunity to interview the best of the best. And you are the best of the best. In that regard, Dr. Moyle, I think it's interesting also, too, in the sense that such a mainstay of your practice has been the treatment and the specialty of spinal disc injuries, often caused by trauma, often caused by automobile accidents. Can you speak a little bit to our listening audience about the importance of being seen as soon as possible after an automobile accident and how that relates to the spinal disc?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, anyone that's been in a rear-end accident or been hit from behind usually suffers, unfortunately, from a whiplash. Now, in the past, everything was done with x-rays and looking at distances that the vertebra may have traveled and trying to assess soft tissue damage from the ligamentous perspective. And yet, a lot of people would continue with pain even though those things were treated. So the problem is that if we look at an x-ray and looking at it with today's eyes versus 20 years ago, whenever there's a change in an x-ray alignment, it's usually caused because of instability and damage to the disc. And sometimes that problem, even though the accident happened today, may not even show up for 6 months or 5 to 10 years later. That's when the real damage from an accident takes place. So the sooner you can get to it and identify it, the better off that person is going to be, because the sequela or the development of those chronic problems and pain syndromes later could actually be avoided.
It's very interesting in the sense that not only are you able to really, really, as a trauma specialist as well, afford the standard of care that you do to your patients, unfortunately, who've been involved in automobile accidents, but also to be able to communicate as well as you do and to document as well as you do to often third parties, which I think is interesting when you talk about insurance companies and especially when you talk about attorneys that often are involved in the patient's treatment program, if you will. And I think that's very, very interesting. We have a few minutes left here on our live broadcast here of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. And there was something I wanted to ask you. We're joined here by the one and only Dr. William Moyle from Miami Beach, Florida. And one of the things I always wanted to ask you was this. And that was, you, anywhere in the country, you were in such high demand coming out of school with your background and your leadership roles and your educational positions with the universities, and you could have practiced anywhere. Why did you choose Miami Beach, Florida to practice?
Well, I mean, originally I was born in Paris, France. My parents moved the whole family to Florida in 1969, and my family was here. So it just kind of made sense to come home. I mean, I thought about staying up in Georgia, but that was inundated by almost every student wanting to stay there and be close to the school. But I chose to come home because my parents were getting a little bit older, and that's where basically from the age of 11 and a half to present where I grew up and had a lot of friends and connections and but I also found out that coming home is not necessarily a good thing, because a lot of people still think of you as the little kid that left, not the doctor that came home. So I ended up practicing in Broward County instead of Dade County initially. And after Hurricane Andrew, there was a move to Miami Beach, and I've been here ever since. So it's, I don't know, I think it was just coming home. South Florida.
I think it's interesting in the fact that any city would have been blessed and lucky to have you, but I think it just speaks to your loyalty, and it speaks to you, obviously, your work ethic, in the sense that, you know, we all get 24 hours in the day, and if there's someone who's figured out a way to squeeze the most juice out of it, it certainly is you, Dr. Moyle, and I think it's just one of those great qualities that you have that make you so magnetic to your patients and everybody who has the pleasure to know you. When you're not in the office, helping all the patients that you do for all these years that travel far and wide from not just other cities, not just other states, but actually even other countries. When you are not in the office, what do you like to do for fun?
You're going to love and hate this answer. I try to think of different ways of being better at what I do, being more succinct, creating better results in a shorter amount of time. Really, and because of that, I've created what's called a specific six-step protocol, which I don't think has ever been approached or talked about in the profession. But it basically, the idea is to understand that the body is doing what it needs to do when it's injured. And one of them is survival and protection. So what we have to figure out is, what is it protecting itself from and why? And if we can answer those questions and be the detective that we all should be, we can get better results more quickly instead of, you know, my shoulder hurts or my knee hurts or my back hurts and treating that as a symptom versus understanding why is your shoulder or knee or back or neck hurting? What's causing it to do that? What's causing your body to react that way? Because if we can pacify that and solve that for the body, then there's no more reason for the body to create the neck pain or the knee pain or the shoulder pain or the back pain. And so for fun, that's really what I do. And very often, if I'm going to travel, I try to mix that in with either business or teaching or something so I can mix the two together. I guess I'm really a workaholic in a sense. Even if I'm not in the office, I'm still thinking about work or patients or how to improve the quality of the service we deliver.
Well, it is a 24/7, 365 mission that you spearhead, and you are leading the charge, not just here in South Florida, but nationally as well. And as we come to the end of our show here today, would you be kind enough one more time in closing to share your contact information with our listening audience, Dr. Moyle?
Sure. We're located in Miami Beach at 1741 Alton Road, and that's Miami Beach, Florida, 33139. The number here is 305-531-2933. And then you can reach us on either of our websites at www.miamibeachdiscenter.com or www.miamibeachpainreliefcenter.com.
What a treat to have with us the best of the best, Dr. William Moyle, here on our live broadcast here today of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. And I want to thank our incredible listening audience. You guys are amazingly loyal, and we read all your comments, and we are really taken back by the simple fact that you have been so educated in our live broadcast and have been following our show for as long as you have. So we thank you in abundance. And on behalf of my co-host, who's on assignment today, Dr. Eric Kaplan, this is Dr. Perry Bard. I want to thank you again. We look forward to seeing you at some point down the line and speaking with you next time on the live broadcast here of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We want to thank Dr. Moyle, our incredible guest, and just make it a great day, and we'll see you next time. Thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
You bet.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.